Good afternoon, welcome back. I'm joined by Lokesh Aswani, who's the founder of Down to Earth Organics, and we're finding out all about the various different products and where they're sourced from, and really just trying to understand the business itself. Lokesh, a very warm welcome to you once again.
Thank you.
Now, you have different ways of getting in touch with you and also of having a look at the various different products that you have. One is online, but the second is a little retail shop, which I've just learned is just down the road from me, which is great. You're just opposite the Big Flag, just on Jumeirah Beach Road.
Very conveniently located, right in the middle of the city, just opposite the Big Flag.
Mm. Now, we were just talking off air. I was trying to understand your sort of your business strategy as to if you're sort of pushing more online, which we've seen a lot of now. It seems to be very much sort of the way forward, online business. But you're actually going the other way and wanting to push more for the retail space. Why is that?
We're trying to go back to basics on this front also. It's very important that people do drop into the store, take an initiative, understand what they're buying. See, online is a click. You can have a look at the picture of the product that you're buying. When you're at the store, it's a totally different experience. You learn how to use the products in plenty of different ways. We have a sales staff who's trained to explain. You could be picking up a lot more products, understanding how to use these products. And that's what cooking is all about. I mean, you explore. When you pick online, you pick up only what you need essentially.
Okay.
At the store, you can really add spice to your food.
Literally. And so everything, of course. Do you have more stock in the shop than you would on the online as well, or is it just the same?
No, the availability on both the online store and the retail store is exactly the same. Yeah. The prices remain the same.
Right, and you deliver.
We do deliver right across Dubai.
Okay, that's fantastic. And that's even if you went into the shop as well?
Yeah, you can get into the shop, pick up, you make your selection, and we'll drop it by your house.
Yeah, and it's free delivery.
It is free delivery. There's no minimum charge.
Right. And it's interesting that, talking about price, because there is, unfortunately, the whole idea, and it is true in some cases for sure, that organic is more expensive. Is that true in your case?
Generally speaking, yes, organic is supposed to be slightly more expensive, but over the last 9 months, we've got very good reviews. People are calling us down to earth in terms of prices. So we are working very hard to try to reduce the gap, because in our study, we found, one, there was lack of awareness. Secondly, when people are aware of organic products, there's lack of availability, which now is being countered. There are lots more companies coming up. The third was, even if something is available, people think twice to pick it up. It's the price is twice as much. That's true. But we are working really hard to try to reduce the gap as much as possible. That's why a direct sourcing from farmers helps quite a bit.
Mm. And I suppose the more farms there are, the more retailers, the greater the competition, which hopefully will also bring down the prices.
Yes, I wouldn't use the word competition, but the more number of companies coming in into a market like Dubai, more awareness spreads, things get better, merrier.
And you mentioned briefly just in the beginning there about the cotton clothes. Tell me a little bit more about that and why you decided that this is another good area to sort of break into.
Again, cotton being a very, very highly pest-intensive crop, the usage of pesticides on cotton is much higher than any other food product.
Really?
So looking at it from a sourcing point of view, the exposure of cotton farmers to pesticides is still greater. Just to induce them, to help them grow more and more organic cotton, we thought of starting off with this range. And we have just recently launched the cotton wear range by the name of Back to Basics. And this now, we've already started off with towels. We've got bed sheets. We've got a range of innerwear. And seems to do pretty well. We've got a better response than food.
Really? Well, because I don't think it's really very limitedly. It's not available. I mean, there's very, very limited, I think, available here. Hardly any,
very little,
actually.
Yeah, very little.
And is it the same quality?
Same quality, yes. I mean, it's after all, it's cotton. It's not been processed with any chemicals or fertilizers.
Okay.
It's not been grown with chemicals or fertilizers. Apart from that, it's still the same quality.
Yeah. And another great reason, I suppose, to have something that's organic that you are using sort of on your skin, you know, in your daily life.
Exactly. What I mean, when people talk about organic, we generally go with food. But we seldom realize that we spend many, many hours. We spend about 12, 15 hours with a particular clothing. We spend quite a bit of time on the bedsheet. Why shouldn't that be chemical-free? Why shouldn't the dyes and the colors used on bedsheets and your towels, which directly affect your skin, why shouldn't those be chemical-free?
And let's talk a little bit possibly now about the future, Lokesh, and where you see this business heading.
With the past experience of about 9 months, before that was just online sales, but these 9 months as a retail store has given us quite a lot of confidence. Mm. We are seeing a lot of awareness increasing. We are right now more confident to take steps, much larger steps actually. And hopefully by this year end or next year, we should be looking at expansion.
In the retail slot space, right?
Yes, yeah. In the retail space.
And who are your customers? Do you find that people kind of dip in and out, so they'll buy some products from you, they'll buy some from another traditional supermarket, you know, then they'll go back to you? Or do you find that sort of a real dedication in people that, people are quite specific in what they decide, this I must get organic and this I don't mind if it is or not?
It's quite a mix. I have these 5-10% dedicated followers who are going completely organic, and we wish more and more people would do that. But even as a store owner, I would say it's difficult. Mm. It's still difficult, especially in this part of the world. But if somebody takes an initiative, makes a choice, it's not way difficult. You can do that. You can reach there. What I suggest to people is go one step at a time.
Yeah.
You can understand certain products. Go ahead. Pick those as organic. You need not. You can't take a radical decision one morning. No, from today on, I am going to only consume organic. No, that's impractical. Take a step at a time.
Mm.
Pick up a few products. Pick up a few cottonware. Try it out. And then slowly start shifting into it. You phase into organic. Don't make a radical change.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, it's convenience, isn't it? Really, it all seems to be about. And these days, it's all self-contained in the one supermarket. You can buy a barbecue, a pint of milk, and anything and everything in between. It's convenience,
of course.
But you deliver, and there's, how do you kind of then compete with that convenience factor?
Now, the convenience factor will always be an issue, very, very frankly. But it goes to personal choice and dedication. If somebody is willing to take a little bit more of effort, trying to get the best of products to their family, the cleanest of products, I should say, to their family, then I think it's worth an effort to drop into a specialized store, pick up what you want. Supermarkets, of course, provide you a lot more convenience, but this gives you a satisfaction which no other place can give. So,
and how do you feel though? I mean, do you feel that you've carried on the ethics of, I suppose, organics into your whole business strategy? Do you like to think that you have?
It's difficult. We're trying because running a completely environment-friendly company. I mean, I was just hearing about the hotel. Running a completely environment-friendly company is still slightly difficult, but we're trying as much as possible. No to plastics, yeah. Reuse of paper.
I was about to ask you that. How do you package everything? Or is that already
packaging,
done?
Packaging is still plastic due to legal requirements. Yeah. It's still plastic. Mm. But apart from that, the carry bags, a lot of stuff that we use within the retail outlet, like we've used a lot of bamboo.
Oh, right.
Now, bamboo is very, very eco-friendly. So we've used a lot of bamboo. Apart from that, small conservation techniques. It's just the light, it's just the AC, and a lot of stuff that goes into it. These are small steps, but we're learning. Every day we come to know of something new that we can do and try to make things better.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and it's great to be able to speak to you on the program and to find out about Down to Earth Organics. And I really do wish you all the very, very best. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was lovely being here.
And Lokesh, how can we get hold of you? What's the best way? Can we check out the website or
You can check out our website. It's fairly easy. It's downtoearthorganic.ae. Or we have a toll-free number, 800-ORGANIC. That's 800-ORGANIC.
Very good.
Very simple to catch us.
Of course, head down to the little shop, which is just opposite the great flag on Jumeirah Beach Road in the is it the Sheikh?
It's called the Sheikh Hamdan Awards Complex.
Yes, right. So it's just there. Thank you very much once again. All the very best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Lokesh Aswani there, who's founder of Down to Earth Organics.